We'd like to say hello and welcome. You're listening to Trigger Happy Memories live on WPC Radio 93.1 FM in downtown Amory, Wisconsin. My name is Mike Murtha, and we're going to welcome back Ed Schmidt. We have a new guest once again in studio with us. We got Doug Efforts, longtime musician from the Cumberland, Wisconsin area. We'll be sharing some live music as well as some lively stories, and most of the stories will be true, right? We have our acoustic guitars. Eddie's got a steel with him. And we are all tuned up, and we're, like Eddie says, we're all keyed up too, right, Ed?
All keyed up.
Yeah, all keyed up. So sit back and listen, tell your friends and neighbors that this is small town, hometown, old-fashioned radio, just the way we like it. We hope that you do too, and we hope we trigger some happy memories. Let's have some fun, yeah. Once again, I want to say hello to everybody. Welcome. This is Trigger Happy Memories. We're live in downtown Amory, Wisconsin, and we're always enjoying this. We've been doing this a little over 3 years. Eddie, how you doing?
I'm doing a lot better than I was a month ago.
Yeah, welcome back. We missed you last time around.
I'm sure you guys did fine. So.
Well, we had some good help. We had Kevin Loudon came in Reedland Grove, and you sat that one out, but you're back on your feet.
Oh, yeah, doing real good, like too good, I guess.
Yeah, well, you discovered you had a little heart condition, and you got her
just had to go see the plumber and get her cleaned, a couple lines cleaned out. Now we're good to go.
Well, good. I'm so glad you're back feeling good. You're looking good there, so.
Well, you know what they say, if you look good, you feel good.
Right. Doing some rehab, too?
Yep, 3 days a week. I go in and run on the old treadmill and ride that bike, and they monitor you and make sure everything's going okay, and. So far, so good. So.
Yeah, well, good. And you change your diet a little bit, too, or not too much? Or?
Yeah, oh, yeah. They said throw the salt away and try to eat a lot more healthier stuff.
Sure.
You're supposed to eat the foods that you can wash, they said.
Oh.
That's the trick.
You don't have to wash a candy bar, do you?
No. So.
And Christmas was good for you?
Yep, real good. We were down with Casey and Luke and the boys and all the kids came down yesterday and had a nice time with them. So.
Oh, good. You didn't get slighted this year.
No. Most years I do get slighted.
Just a little
but I
slighted.
Didn't get slighted this year. That's why Dave Simonson used to say.
Yeah, so anyhow, we got Doug Efforts. Doug, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Mike.
Good, yes. And thank you so much for taking the time to do this. We've had lots of guests through the little over 3 years, and it's nice to have you in here, too. So.
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, and you're out doing a little music again? And
yeah, off and on.
Yeah, well, good for you. Yes, I know my good friend Putz, Warren Shortus, had bumped into you, and you were old friends with him going back to the 1970s, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he suggested I get a hold of you for the radio show, so here we are.
Yeah, I met Warren at when he used to bartend at Brenneman's Nightclub.
Okay.
And played there.
Sure.
And friends for a long time.
Well, nice. Yes. And you and I were talking on the phone, and we haven't seen each other for a long time, but I mentioned to you that Ed Schmidt is the co-host of the show. And you said, well, Eddie played on a record of mine way back in the 80s.
1982.
82. So then I called up Ed, and he says, I did what? I don't remember that. So we're going to play that record a little bit later here. So I'm anxious to hear that. I'm sure it's real good. But and you grew up in Cumberland area?
Yeah.
Did you grow up in town or on a farm?
No, I grew up. Actually, it's west of Cumberland between Luck and Cumberland.
Okay.
In McKinley.
Okay, sure.
Oh, I got a little cabin just north of McKinley.
Do you?
Up at 226th and 1st Street.
Really?
Yep.
So. Yes.
Must be neighbors almost.
Yeah.
And Kyle Larson, our old drummer, lives up in that area.
Rehnquist Lake, I think.
Yeah, you probably know him, don't
I know
you?
Kyle.
Sure. Yes. So we always ask everybody what inspired you to play music. You know, you must have started young like we did, I would guess, but what got you going?
My parents got me going. They're real big music buffs, and they listen to country music.
Mm.
And my mom and dad played old-time music, and that's how we actually started playing polkas and waltzes.
Sure.
And I like the old country stuff. That's what I was brought up with.
Sure. Yeah, and some of our background is old-time as well. Dave Swanson, my buddy Swanee, his older brother played accordion, and we played with him as kids. And then through the years, we played with Eddie's mother, Idell, great accordion player. It was strictly old-time, and we still do some of that.
Yep.
We enjoy that. But your folks, you say your folks played?
Yeah, we had a band called The Family Four.
Oh, okay. And what did your parents play?
My mother played a quartervox, my dad played acoustic guitar.
Oh.
I played bass, and my brother Bill played drums.
Okay, nice. And you played around the Cumberland area?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Around like Fox Creek and Bone Lake. And
oh, nice. Yeah, well, that's good. We're going to have you sing a song. We'll come back and get some stories we're going to share. Hopefully we can muster up a few things along the way here, but what do you got in mind to sing there, Doug?
We're going to do a song by Waylon Jennings called Mamas Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys.
All righty.
Cowboys ain't easy to love and they're harder to hold. They'd rather give you a song. Lone Star belt buckles and old faded Levi's, and each night begins a new day. And if you don't understand him and he don't die young, he'll probably just ride away. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. They can be doctors and lawyers and such. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. They'll never stay home and they're always alone, even with someone they love. Like smoky old pool rooms, clear mountain mornings, little warm puppies and children and girls of the night. Them that don't know him won't like him, but them that do sometimes won't know how to take him. He ain't wrong, he's just different, but his pride won't let him do things that make you think he's right. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Let them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. 'Cause they'll never stay home and they're always alone, even with someone they love. They'll never stay home and they're always alone, even with someone they love.
Very good. That's Doug Efforts. Yeah. Nice job, Doug.
Thank you.
Fun, yes. I was talking on the phone, just getting us up to speed a little bit, but we mentioned the name Brad Curtis.
Yeah.
And I met Brad. He was your bass player way back, right?
Yes, he was. We graduated together.
Okay. I was in Clear Lake, Iowa at the winter, what they call the winter dance party, I think it is, mm-hmm. the Buddy Holly thing, and he's running this huge, I mean, huge sound system. And I was down there with the White Sidewalls. I was just helping those guys. And I got back talking to him, and he kind of recognized me from the Country Dam.
Yep.
And he said, well, I used to play bass with Doug Effertz. I said, really? So we had a nice visit with him. But is he still active with doing the sound?
He is, yes.
Him and his son, I think it was?
Him and his son, yeah. And I've been wanting to go down there for years, but I haven't been down there yet. So.
Oh, it's quite an event. It's really, really fun. But, yeah, his system he's got, it is a big concert system.
Yeah, I heard it was huge.
Oh, man, yes. So, and going back to some of those days when Brad was playing with you, you used to play at Brenneman's
mm-hmm.
up in Turtle Lake.
Yep.
And I know you played there other times too, but oftentimes you play on a Sunday a few hours earlier than we did at the Country Dam.
Right.
And I think you would come down with some of your group mm-hmm. and see us guys, and that's how we got acquainted. There was a gentleman by the name of Steve Bletzall that used to play there.
Mm-hmm.
And he was from the Twin Cities, or where was he from?
Steve grew up in Kentucky.
Okay.
And he came up from down there, and he was a road musician, Nashville recording artist.
Sure. Yeah, we did a recording in Nashville, and I think he's the one that helped us find the connections.
It could be. Yeah.
I think it was him. Yeah. You remember him, Eddie, or not?
I remember that name, yeah.
Yeah. Good singer, nice guy. He'd come down to the dam, too, and get up and do some music with us.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But anyhow, this is WPCA Radio 93.1, and it's Thursday doing Trigger Happy Memories, if you're just tuning in.
When you were speaking about the Country Dam there, they just did a real nice article in the Amory paper about when we played for Uncle Bob at his birthday party there.
Okay.
And I forgot to bring it along with me to show you tonight, but they were, you know, the gal was talking about that, where the things that Uncle Bob had taught her.
Sure.
When she was a bartender or something for him, but it's a real nice article and talking about us and
Uncle Bob told me that they came and interviewed him, but I forgot about it. I'll have to grab a copy of that.
Yeah, and asked him, 30 years ago, do you think Trigger Happy would still be playing for your birthday party here? And he goes, no.
Oh, boy. And then the name of your group was Foxfire.
Foxfire.
Yeah, so, okay. You wanted to sing another song?
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this song for my mom, is that
sure,
right?
Sure, you bet.
Blue Eyes Clarion in the Rain by Willie Nelson.
In the twilight glow I see her, blue eyes crying in the rain, and as we kiss goodbye and parted, I knew we'd never again. Love is like a dying ember, only memories remain. In ages I'll remember someday when we meet up young.
Oh, once again, very nice there, Doug. That's Doug Thank Efforts. You. Yeah, glad to have you here in the studio. We were talking about that you started off playing in a family band with your mother and dad and your brother playing, and yeah, that's pretty cool. Did your folks continue to play for a lot of years? Or
they did. After Bill and I formed the Foxfire Band, my younger brothers and sisters came up and joined them.
So
they played for 5 or 6 years after we quit.
Geez. Well, that's in some of the places that I knew you used to do, like some of the festivals in Cumberland and what. But what other places did you play back as Foxfire?
As Foxfire? We started up in Trigo.
Oh.
That was our first first night. And
sure.
And we played pretty much all over Wisconsin. And
okay.
A couple times in Minnesota.
Sure. Well, neat. Yeah. So, Eddie, do you want to sing a song? You ready to step up to the plate here and take a swing at her?
This is kind of fun for us, where we can grab stuff that we don't normally do and
and
see if it's going to work or not.
Well, nobody can throw anything at us over the radio, right?
Yep. So here's a song by Merle Haggard, one called Branded Man. I think we used to do this when I was about 15 and playing with my older brother, Steve. We used to play out at, it was Bonte's, I think they called it Bonte's Slop House, out of
Glenwood
on County G there. But and we had a guy by the name of Butch Carter that played with us, and he used to sing this song.
Oh,
so
neat.
I'd like to hold my head up and be proud of who I am, but they won't let my secret go untold. I paid the debt I owed them, but they're still not satisfied. Now I'm a branded man out in the cold. When they let me out of prison, I held my head up high, determined I would rise above the shame. But no matter where I'm living, the black mark follows me. I'm branded with the number on my name. I'd like to hold my head up and be proud of who I am, but they won't let my secret go untold. I paid the debt I owed them, but they're still not satisfied. Now I'm a branded man out in the cold. If I live to be 100, I guess I'll never clear my name, 'cause everybody knows I've been in jail. No matter where I'm living, I got to tell them where I've been, or they'll send me back to prison if I fail. I'd like to hold my head up and be proud of who I am, but they won't let my secret go untold. I paid the debt I owed them, but they're still not satisfied. Now I'm a branded man guess I'm a branded man out in the cold.
Oh, very good. That's Eddie Schmidt. That's a good song, Eddie.
Yeah, it's a dandy.
We haven't done that for a long time.
Forever.
Yeah, it's been... I think Dave Simonson used to sing that with our band years ago. But anyhow, this is WPC Radio 93.1. We got Doug Efforts here with us. And Doug, I know we share some of the same friends from way, way back. John Peterson.
Yes.
Who was in our group for a few years. And I think he used to play with you guys when he could. And
yeah, we played the Omelon Thrashing Bee with John a couple of years.
Sure. Yep. We used to do that one whenever, too. But yeah, that was... Yeah,
he was quite a musician.
Yes, he was. Yeah, good voice and good guitar player, and he was a real free spirit in a really nice way. I mean, he'd show up at our house sometimes on a Tuesday night at 11 o'clock at night, and just like it's noon, you know. It's like I was in bed, so you know, and he never indulged in alcohol. He just had a different clock in his head than the rest of us did, but. He was always welcome and lots of fun to be with him.
He did a lot of Chet Atkins style.
Had that style, that whatever you call it, arpeggio or no, what do you call that? It's a finger picking style that Chet Atkins would do. But another one that you, Leroy Kaler.
Yes.
You played with Leroy for
a while. My brother Bill and I both played with Leroy for about a year or a year and a half.
Okay. Yes. And I played with Leroy off and on, filling in. For years, and Eddie spent about how many years with
him? About three solid years with Leroy and I and Rick Stenner and Denny Armstrong with Stony Ridge. We played a minimum of four nights a week for about 3 years. It was crazy, a lot of playing, but it was fun.
Yeah.
So.
You brought a record that we were talking earlier that you did a recording down at Kurt's Guitar in New Richmond back in 1982, and Kurt would bring in musicians to help embellish the songs. I played bass on a few songs. I think I played fiddle on something. Most of my stuff got yanked, I think.
He got slighted. Huh?
I got slighted. No, but Eddie, you were there, you know, doing some things too. And
yeah, like I said, Kay Kaiser used to call me once in a while, and Kurt, and we'd do stuff. We went in there with Stony Ridge, and I think we did 12 songs in one night.
Wow. Mm.
Just banged them off, and we were playing so much that it was pretty easy to go through them.
But anyhow, Doug, tell us about this record.
We were going to do a record. My dad had come up with some money, and he said he was always going to have us do a record. Mm. And we got a hold of Kurt, and he told us the details, and he said, "I know a real good steel player," he said. So I said, "Yeah, I love steel guitar." So we got a hold of Eddie, or Kurt, Dad, and we met one night down there, and I think we did two takes on this song. And it was a good go. And I think they were on the jukeboxes around the around the area for quite a while, and I think we actually sold about 1,000 of them.
Gee, that's pretty good. That's pretty cool. You walk into a place and the jukebox has got your song going, isn't it?
It is.
That's a neat feeling. Yeah, so, well, what's the name of it?
Lonely Women Make Good Lovers.
Okay. All right, let's give that a try.
Lovers, they're all at the mercy of a good-looking, smooth-talking man. Lonely women make good lovers, so if you got a woman, better treat her as good as you can. Lots of times a lonely girl will go out on the town with no thought of evil on her mind. She don't mean to plant bad seeds, but there's something every woman needs. A friendly smile will do it every time. 'Cause lonely women make good lovers. They're all at the mercy of a good-looking, smooth-talking man. Got a woman.
man. Lonely women make good lovers. So if you've got a woman, better treat her as good as you can. So if you've got a woman, better treat her as good as you can.
Oh, very nice. This is WPCA Radio 93.1, and that is the Foxfire Band featuring Doug Efforts singing the lead. Who else was in that group?
That was Brad Curtis playing bass.
Okay.
And Tom Brackeen was playing lead guitar with us at the
Tom
time.
Tom who?
Brackeen.
I guess I
he was
know.
From Rice Lake.
Okay.
And my brother Bill playing the drums.
Oh.
And my brother Scott was doing harmonies on that.
Okay. And then Eddie was brought in to do a little steel.
Right.
Do you remember that now, Eddie?
Now it's making a good job coming back to me.
Yeah. Well, that's good. That sounded good.
Yeah, that would have been my old show bud, that Lloyd
mm-hmm.
Green that I
okay.
had for 20 years.
Boy, sure, yes.
What I wouldn't give to still if I had that thing yet. So.
Yeah, kind of like that old Metro Geo car you had, too.
Geo.
Wish you still had that, too, or not?
Oh, yeah. I think 3-cylinder always was good on
yeah.
gas.
53 miles to the gallon, huh?
We were always going to go to Nashville. You and I were going to jump
right.
in that thing and go to Nashville. We never did that
nope.
either.
We're going to go see that swimming pool, wasn't it? That guitar-shaped swimming pool? Yeah, take the old Metro. I'm going to try a song here. It's a day after Christmas, so I think we can still get away with this. It's a song that Brenda Lee had out called Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. So we haven't done this since probably last Christmas, so we'll see if we can get to it. One, two, three, four.
Rockin' around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see everybody's trying to stop. Rockin' around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit reign. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let's be jolly, deck the halls with balls of holly. Rocking around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone's dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
Christmas song. I saw Brenda Lee up at the casino in Turtle Lake a few years ago. It was an outdoor thing in summer, July or something, but she did that song.
Really?
Yeah, and it was cool to hear it done live. But she says, we do this song every show. Doesn't matter if it's Christmas or not, we do that song. So how was your Christmas there, Doug?
It was real good.
Good. That's good. Yeah, we had a nice time, too. We had all of our kids were over, and my brother, his brother Joe, and his whole family, his granddaughter, my grandkids, and then my daughter brought her puppy. That's a 4-month-old puppy, and our dog did not like that dog. So we had barking dogs, we had kids running, and music going, and it was a great time.
That's Christmas.
Yes.
And Scott Nash was there too, wasn't he?
And Scott, that's right. And Scott Nash was there too. We enjoyed Scott. Has shared Christmas with us for for many years. So.
Is that right?
Yeah. And we played in church the day before, or on Christmas, which was yesterday, but with Bob Hovde and my son Ryan, and had lots of fun doing that. So I'll be going to Arizona January 1st and getting out of here for a while. You're talking about going to
Florida.
To Florida. Yeah. Good for you. Yep. So, yeah, it's we had a lot of winter already. Now, it's been nice the last week and a half or so, but it's been tough going, yeah. You got your roof all finished up?
Yeah, we got our roof on after the big storm this summer. And
you got hit pretty hard this summer.
Or it came through White Ash here and hit pretty hard, but we're doing good, and the roof's done, and got the bathroom all done on the inside of the house now, and just a couple. We just got to throw that deck on that the tree ripped off. We'll do that next spring. So
he took her off just clean as a whistle.
Clean as a whistle. Went right straight down on top of the other one.
Oh, so yes. We're talking earlier about my friend Putz, that you knew him. He saw you a couple different, well, at least one place recently. But you've got a few jobs coming up, and you've been doing some things here and there. But
we kind of take jobs, and then we just find musicians to play with us.
Sure.
We don't really have a band anymore.
You and your brother?
Yeah.
Yep, and just put something together. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and there's lots of players around. I'm sure you won't have any trouble finding some...
I hope not.
No, I'm sure not. You won't. But anyhow, do you want to sing another song there, Doug?
Sure. Let's do a Good-Hearted Woman.
Sure.
Long time forgotten, her dreams that just fell by the way. Good life he promised ain't what she's living today. But she never complains about the bad times or the bad things he's done. She just talks about the good times they've had and all the good times to come. She's a good-hearted woman in love with a good-timing man. She loves him in spite of his wicked ways that she don't understand. Through teardrops and laughter, they'll pass through this world hand in hand. Good-hearted woman, loving a good-time man. He likes the nightlife, the bright lights, and good-time and friends. When the party is all over, she'll welcome him back home again. She don't understand him, but she'll try the best that she can. Good-hearted woman, loving a good-timing man. She's a good-hearted woman in love with a good-timing man. She loves him in spite of his wicked ways that she don't understand. Through teardrops and laughter, they'll pass through this world hand in hand. Good-hearted woman, loving a good timing man. She's a good-hearted woman in love with a good-timing man. She loves him in spite of his wicked ways that she don't understand. Through teardrops and laughter, they'll pass through this world hand in hand. good-hearted woman, loving a good-time man. She's a good-hearted woman in love with a good-time man.
Oh, very good. That's Doug Efforts. Nice job. Yes.
Thank you.
This is WPCA Radio 93.1. If you're just tuning in, this is Trigger Happy Memories in downtown Amory, Wisconsin. We're having some fun, like always. And Eddie, we're talking about going to Arizona, going to Florida. Last year, you went to Mexico, didn't you?
Yep, we went down for a week down and saw Denny Armstrong and his wife. And,
sure.
And Reland Grove was down there with Luann and a bunch of another couple. And but that was interesting. I played a couple of playing jobs while I was down there.
What did you bring with you for an instrument?
To get on the plane, and years ago, my brother Steve bought me this little Les Paul Peewee, and it's only about 3 feet long, so I raised the strings and turned it into a lap steel, and I could throw it over my shoulder and walk
nice.
Right into the plane, and had a amplifier down there and whatever, but that was different, playing a street dance down there and watching the sound men walk, climbing up on the power pole and just starting on hook wires from the thing to get power for the PA, and I thought, that's a little different deal down here. But it was interesting. So.
And then you said Reland was there too and did some music with him?
Yep.
And
Reland
Denny.
Had his drum machine, and then and Denny was playing with that group that he plays with all the time at Rosie's. There's a bar down there called Rosie's, and they got a pretty big group with a keyboard player and a guitar player and another guitar player, and the bass player kind of runs it. And,
okay.
And but that was fun. I went and played the lap steel with them guys too. It's funny when you can play music together and you can't really communicate and talk, but you sure can smile at each other. So that was fun.
Now the lap steel, do you tune that like a dobro then? Is that
not the same way I do it? Kind of a basic E chord with a. Just like playing a straight E,
okay.
Like if you were playing an E chord on a guitar, and I'd change it just a little bit, add one string that...
Kind of like Ronnie Harshman played guitar?
Yeah. All you got to do is put one finger on there and get the next chord.
Yeah, he played every song in the key of E, I think he did, but anyhow. When Kevin was here last month, he brought his dobro again, and...
He's a great player.
Oh, Kevin. He really is, and he said he actually started on dobro first before steel.
Oh.
And I didn't realize that, and you know Kevin Loudon.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, yep. And Denny Armstrong, we're talking about you.
And Denny, yeah.
Yep, and Reland Grove probably as well, so, yes. So, anyhow, I'm going to say hello to a few folks here, and if you got anybody you want to say hello to, you sure can too, but I'm going to say hello to some of our, well, I better start with my wife, Debbie, so I don't get in trouble. Hello, Debbie, and my mother and Jim are out in Arizona right now, tuned in, I hope. Shirley Halliburton, who's over in the Woodbury area, I believe it is. And I got a nice Christmas card from her. We went to her 70th birthday party.
Yep, up at Eagles.
Yeah, that was in
Fox Creek.
July, I think, yeah, Fox Creek. And Scott Nash. Of course, we mentioned I'd spent Christmas with Scott. Renee Butler. Jim Bjorkman out in Sunburst, Montana. And he's been tuning us in for a long time. He went to that Thrashing Bee years ago. He was from that area.
Oh.
So he probably knows who you are, Doug.
I bet he's listening tonight because he, when the Putz announced that you were going to be on here, Doug, and that Jim put a comment on there that he thought that was good and he was going to be listening. So
I bet
Jim's listening.
So. Yes. Rod Sather, one of my old classmates. Uncle Bob, we just celebrated his 85th birthday party. Had a good time. We played for his 80th. Over at right across the street here, didn't we, Eddie?
Yep.
Yeah. It was about six, seven years ago. My math isn't very good here. Yeah. No, it'd be about 5 years, I guess, yeah. But Edna Bjorkman, and, of course, Putz, our buddy. We're going to say hello to him and Greg Lane. Eddie, you got?
Yep, my wife, Joanne, and our neighbors, Al and Ann, always listen, and the Rex Cactus Boys, and the Hunyucks, and all them guys, but just... Everybody, sure appreciate it. Everybody that's out there listening.
Absolutely. So. And you mentioned before that you're going to be playing with Rex Cactus on New Year's Eve.
Day, yeah.
Day.
Actually 2 to 6
two
up
to six.
At Indian Creek up
sure.
north of McKinley, up yep. off of County E yep. up in there. So
busy place, ain't it?
Oh. 2 to 6 in the afternoon on New Year's Eve, that's where it's at.
I think they got the right idea there. So, Doug, you got anybody?
Anybody that's listening that seen it on Facebook today that was able to find it, you know, they don't know how to operate the computers to get on the radio nowadays yet.
Yeah, I'm still struggling.
Me too.
Good. And you said your mother hopefully she's
tuned in. I hope she's listening. I sent her a link to the radio station on her phone, so she might be able to do it on that.
Well, a lot of people do that. I know Mike Blue did that one time listening to her. He's from the Dweebs, but then he had his son hook it up into his radio in his Bluetooth is that? And he said we had that thing cranked up in the pickup. They're going to some gig out in South Dakota or something like that. So
cool.
Yeah, it's a different world, isn't it, from the old AM radio. But Doug, why don't you sing another song here?
Okay, I'd like to do an old Welcome to My World. Is that Jim Reeves?
Jim Reeves did it. Mm-hmm. Eddie Arnold did it. Yep.
Eddie Arnold, yeah. Yep. Okay.
Key of A. Welcome to my world. Won't you come on in? Miracles, I guess, still happen now and then. Step into my heart, leave your cares behind. Welcome to my world, built with you in mind. Knock and the door will open. Seek and you will find. Ask and you will be given the key to this world of mine. I'll be waiting here with my arms unfurled, waiting just for you. Welcome to my world. My arms unfurled, waiting just for you. Welcome to my world.
Well, very nice. That is Doug Efforts.
Whoops. Yes.
That's okay. This is live radio. And that's one thing that Bob Zonka told us when we're going to do this. You're going to do it live, whether you like it or not. So take that, right?
That's live.
That's okay. Yeah. Yes. So, anything else you want to sing there, Eddie? You got something in mind? Or?
I did bring another one along, but if it's a song my dad used to sing. It's one called Give Me 40 Acres.
Sure. When's the last time we did this one?
I don't know if we ever did it.
I don't think
it. If we tried it once, but my dad used to sing it all the time,
sure.
And people used to get a kick out of it, so. Nakia G.
He was heading into Boston in a big, long diesel truck. George just went to Boston, he was having lots of luck.
He was going the wrong direction down a one-way street in town. And this is what he said when the police chased him down. Give me 40 acres and I'll turn this rig around. It's the easiest way that I found. Some guys can turn it on a dime or turn it right downtown. But I need 40 acres to turn this rig around. When he finally found a way to load, he pulled into the shop. His trailer pointed toward the road and his cab right to the dock. And as he looked around him, through the sound, he'll give me 40 acres and I'll turn this rig around. Give me 40 acres and I'll turn this rig around. It's the easiest way that I found. Some guys can turn it on a dime and turn it right downtown. But I need 40 acres to turn this rig around. He was driving down the right lane when ahead he saw a sign. Now he's gotta make a left turn, but he could not get in line. And the tears were streaming down his cheeks and they all heard him yell. Give me 40 sticks of dynamite and I'll blow this thing to give me 40 acres and I'll turn this rig around. It's the easiest way that I found. Some guys can turn it on a dime or turn it right downtown. But I need 40 acres to turn this rig around. Oh, give me 40 acres and I'll turn this rig around. It's the easiest way that I found. Some guys can turn it on a dime or turn it right downtown. But I need 40 acres to turn this rig around. But I need 40 acres to turn this rig around.
Very nice.
I guess that's an old Willis Brothers song, but
Willis Brothers. Yep. I don't think I've ever heard of them.
Not the Wilburn, but the Willis Brothers.
Yes, okay. Yes.
I think I've heard it on a WSM a couple of times.
Sure. Doug, did you have a a favorite song at all, or songs, or?
No, not really.
Yeah, I've got, 50 of them that that stick in my mind. How about a favorite singer?
Waylon Jennings.
Waylon Jennings. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, and I'm sure, John Peterson did a lot of Waylon Jennings.
John was fantastic at doing Waylon Jennings songs.
Yeah, yep. Did you play high school band?
I played a French horn for 1 year.
Okay. Which year?
Freshman year,
okay.
It hurt my lips.
So you never...
He's got a small mouthpiece on him, don't they?
Yeah.
Real small.
You got to push them real hard.
Yeah. And you mute it with your hand too, don't you?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, yes. Also, yeah, we just want to say thanks to Bob Zonk and to Lou Ann. I wish you a happy New Year, and thanks for letting us do this for 3+ years. And
so you're heading to Arizona. You're going to leave us up here in the cold for another couple months. I'm
I don't feel too bad about it either.
You don't.
I could throw in a real quick song if we. We might have to cut it short, but remember that old Ricky Skaggs song that I've Got a New Heartache?
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Can you kick that off and see if I can...
it was on the steel, wasn't it?
Yep.
Two, three, four, one...
again, spreading talk around that I'm still in love with you, though you put me down. I hate to admit it, but I guess the talk is true, or else you couldn't make my heart ache the way you do. I've got a new heartache about an old sweetheart that left me for somebody new.
I've got a new heartache, but an old sweetheart, and that's why I'm feeling so blue. I've got a new heartache, but an old sweetheart that left me for somebody new. I've got a new heartache, but an old sweetheart, and that's why I'm feeling so blue. And that's why I'm feeling so blue.
We made her through that one, and we're winding up. We're getting short on time here. Is there anything else you wanted to add?
Yeah,
there?
Just hope you have a good time down in Arizona.
Yeah, thank you,
Bob. But we didn't get a chance to do some extra ones. We don't know if we're going to play reruns or if I'm going to try to get us something together for the January and February. So
we'll figure out something.
We'll figure out something. So.
And special thanks to Doug Everts
for coming
out and doing this. Really nice of you to do this. We've been so blessed with. So many good old friends that we get to reunite with. And
I appreciate you asking me.
Oh, absolutely. I hope you'd come and do it again with us. Yeah. So, and wish everybody a Happy New Year, and we'll see you next time around. So, thanks.